We want to show that you can take a depressed economic region and get that region back up to where it needs to be, not in a 20-year program, but in like a 2-year program, and just blow people's minds.
Walsenburg has been basically an old coal mining community. It was a very populated coal mining busy town until Interstate kind of bypassed us. And ever since then, and the coal mines have shut down, it's slowly turned into a retirement community. We're right about 3,000 people right now.
That's James Ecker, the mayor of Walsenburg, a rural town located 2 hours south of Denver near Colorado's Spanish Peaks landmark. Walsenburg has seen hard economic times since its coal mine shut down in the 1960s. The town hoped the construction of a county correctional facility in the early 2000s would alleviate some of its financial problems. But the prison shut down in 2010, and with it, hopes of an economic recovery.
Probably the main industry right now is welfare. Yeah, I hate to say that, but we do have a lot of smart kids that have came out of this town, and that's the biggest problem is there's nothing here to keep them, nothing to entice them to come back.
As Walsenburg struggled with financial hardship, north in Denver, a contractor named Brian Trani was also noticing a trend with customers looking to build cannabis grows.
A lot of our clients were immediately priced out of the buildings or the indoor operations that we built for them because they were telling us to essentially take a few $100,000 and block out a perfectly good environment and then take another few $100,000 and recreate it. And then they wanted to spend $50,000 to $100,000 a month to maintain that environment. It didn't take long for us to realize that the only reason that people were really growing indoors was just prohibition. You don't grow alfalfa indoors, you don't grow corn or oranges indoors. The idea that we're going to grow one of the highest producing dollar crops, the newest commodity found in America that could quite possibly fix road and bridge and infrastructure in its totality, we're gonna grow that indoors at a huge expense and make brown plants instead of green ones. It didn't make a lot of sense.
So Brian, who owns the company Martra Holdings, created a solution and drew up plans to build an all-inclusive marijuana greenhouse campus to lease to cannabis growers. He and his team took hundreds of factors into consideration for optimal grow and found 332 acres in Walsenburg that would be an ideal location to build.
The site at full capacity is 92 light-deprivated greenhouses with approximately 15,000 square feet of greenhouse and 3,000 square feet of working and head house. In those 15,000 square feet, you've got about 9,000 square feet of actual flower space. By doing it this way, they reduce their energy costs 90%. They move their operating structure from anywhere around $100 to $200 per square foot pro rata down to about $40 per square foot complete pro rata. These are insane jumps when you're talking about expanding or growing a business.
Not only will the facility help growers realize profits, but it has other potential benefits.
The carbon footprint created by the indoor production of cannabis is significant and, in our opinion, has to be worked on as quickly as possible. So this reduces those emissions by up to 90%. And that is something that's near and dear to us. The second goal is to really prove that there is a wholesale commodities market for cannabis. Right now you've got a lack of supply chain, or at least a good supply chain to market, and you've got a very inconsistent product. When you get everybody into one place under the same standards and protocols, we think that you can fix the supply chain. Additionally, we think that you can fix the consistency of product.
Walsenburg has embraced the project, which started construction in early November, and sees the greenhouse campus as a way to revitalize the town's economy. Where other cities like Denver have acted to place strict regulations on marijuana grows, Walsenburg has made the decision to get out of the way.
For luck, we have a good forward-thinking council in that we see that there is a need, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Why can't it happen to us? They're going to build up the greenhouses, they're going to do that, and they'll lease them out so that way that the city don't have that repetition of, okay, this greenhouse, now we got to get clearance and we got to do this and that, where Martra is going to be the one that says, okay, I've got these greenhouses for rent, and it kind of keeps the city out of it. Let them handle their business, we'll handle our business.
What this city has decided to do is to really unadministrate it and take all of the revenue and fix the infrastructure that they're lacking and actually rebuild the city. So the administration here is relatively simple. The growers and the cultivators will find that they've got an over-the-counter licensing process with the small hold. They've got reduced fees. They've got one gentleman in the zoning department, one gentleman in the building department, one city clerk, one city administrator. There is not a 2-week or 60-day lag through Denver permitting, which we suffer constantly. Down here, with them streamlining everything, it takes the entire red tape out of the process for the tenants.
Walsenburg will also not tax growers' yield. Instead, they plan on making revenue by selling water the town owns to the greenhouse facility. By removing red tape and partnering with the cannabis industry, the city hopes to attract 1,000 jobs to the area and add much-needed revenue.
We want to also prove a state's model for cannabis. We want to show that you can take a depressed economic region and, through the use of excise tax, get that region back up to where it needs to be, not in a 20-year program, but in like a 2-year program, and just blow people's minds.
It's not just marijuana, it's an industry, and that's what I'm looking at. I think that's what's going to help save Walsenburg.